Welcome back to Sportsline here on a Thursday night on WBAL. We are with Orioles center fielder, All-Star Gold Glove Award winner, Adam Jones. And let's do it. Holiday edition of Truth with Tim. And Mr. Jones, are you ready?
Go ahead, man.
All right, let's first start. A number of questions about your feelings about this Baltimore Ravens team. Left for dead at 4-6. They've rattled off four straight wins. Your thoughts on this team?
I mean, the season wasn't over, so I didn't think the guys were going to quit.
What about their chance moving forward?
That's my answer to that. They got, how many games they got left? Two games left. So, I mean, they're going to go out there and attempt to play, right? And try to win. That's the Herm Edwards. That's the Herm Edwards saying. I hope you got to find that.
Can we do that? Jake, can we do that?
You do have that clip.
Oh, we have it. Turn it up. We played a best of last night. Give us a second. We'll get it.
Exactly.
Adam, Occupy Utah Street wants to know, do you have an Aussie accent ready?
Occupy Utah Street is a very bad person, I think, because he has an upside down, he has a sad Oreo, not happy. And his thing is, didn't he walk out with somebody, do a walkout?
I think you have it back mixed up. I don't know that for a fact. I think Occupy means come to Utah Street. Maybe. I could be wrong.
I might be wrong. Check that handle. But if I'm wrong, I apologize. But to answer his question, let me answer his question again. And what was it?
It was, do you have an Aussie?
I don't like that negativity towards the organization, because he was hanging out with Nestor one day, if that's the right person, he got me hot.
Okay. I don't know. I honestly don't know. I don't follow him. Do you have an Aussie accent, and will you have a cold Foster's with one Grant Balfour?
No, I do not, and yes, I will.
Will you guys go to Outback?
Hell no. I don't eat Outback.
All right, well, are you, Steve writes in, are you ready for Balfour rage?
Yes.
What's it like to face Balfour, Adam? Is he tough?
I mean, he's going to come after you, so be ready. As a defense, be ready. So, hey, man, I think it's a good move.
All right, this is for you, Adam.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello?
Hello?
You play to win the game. You don't play to just play it. That's the great thing about sports. You play to win. And I don't care if you don't have any wins. You go play to win.
Exactly.
So, Adam, why do you play?
I play to win, and people that don't play to win play for, obviously, intramural.
Fair enough.
They play with themselves.
Fair enough. Adam, Ron wants to know, are you doing anything different this offseason? Any new workouts?
Yeah. No. Actually, no. Actually, nothing's really different.
Ain't broken.
Yeah, there we go.
All right,
I don't know all them cliches.
When do you take your first swing?
I actually took some today. I just wanted to do it with no BGs on. Man.
And I saw you tweet a picture of Camden Yards. Was that from today?
You don't know anything.
Did you take that picture today?
Yeah.
All right, well, that's good. All right, well, we do appreciate you checking. I thought it was really compelling. Great stuff tonight, Adam. I appreciate the fire and your passion for your organization.
I mean, you got to respect them. I mean, I understand the frustration, but, man, if you trust in, they always say, trust in Buck. We don't give a buck. All that. If you say all that, then let it play out. You know, just because other teams are doing this, you don't understand their financial. You don't understand their books.
That's true.
I mean, you don't understand the players that they have to pay. Like, we have a lot of arbitration players. How many arbitration players do the Astros have? I don't know. But yeah. Probably have one.
Not many.
They traded everybody.
Their highest paid player was Bud Norris last year, and they traded him to the Orioles.
Exactly. So, I mean, I think they got Matt Dominguez. So, I mean, they don't have a lot of, they have money sitting in their pocket.
Oh,
from the last few years, you know what I mean? So
they've
been shelling off money. Carlos Lee's money.
Yep. They have a lot to spend. Yeah. Well, we appreciate Adam, as always. Enjoy your night, and Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to you and your family.
Yeah. You ain't give me, what'd you give me for the holidays, Islander?
Do you still owe me a wedding present? Let's start there. We'll call it even, Adam.
I owe you a wedding present. This is me coming on your show.
Fair enough, my friend. I really appreciate it. Thank you, buddy.
All right, man. Enjoy yourself.
That's Adam Jones. We'll catch up again with him soon.